Well, good morning. Good morning, Devonshire family, and welcome to a Sunday that certainly looks different than what we had expected. Many of us were looking forward to the river service that was planned for today and for being outside at the Archibalds and worshiping together as a church family and seeing someone celebrate a baptism as a church family here. You know, looking forward to the opportunity to see in this person proclaim their faith and take their next step in their faith journey. And well, today looks much different than that. Instead, we're going to be worshiping in our homes remotely, and things look different. And if one thing we've learned in the last few months over this year of COVID, it's that the unexpected happens. And so as we move into this, we want this to be an opportunity where we continue to trust God with what's going on around us, even if it's different than what we'd expected or hoped for. So today, I just wanted to bring to you just some thoughts from the book of Joshua. It seemed appropriate for us and for our church body today. If there's one thing that we can all agree on, it is that fear and uncertainty are here. They're a problem in our lives right now, and they are real. And this fear can be crippling. It can be difficult in these times of just chaos and uncertainty to feel like we can even put one foot in front of the other, much less have any feeling of confidence in the direction that we're headed, or in feeling that the world makes any sense at all. The good news is that we can take comfort knowing that we are not alone, and we're not the first that are feeling this. Like I said, in preparing for today's message, the story of Joshua came to mind. And guys, can we talk just for a minute about Joshua and the fears that he was facing? I mean, for one, Moses, his mentor, his leader, someone that we can assume he had a very close relationship with, had just died. That in and of itself can turn his world upside down. But on top of that, Joshua had been living in uncertainty for years. He was a part of a people that was lost in the desert. And these people were looking to Joshua for leadership now. But these people, they were flawed. They were a difficult people, let's say. And he knew he was stepping into a task that just was not going to be a simple one. On top of that, Moses, who God had called and Joshua had followed, Moses had not succeeded in the task that was given to him. And so Joshua now is stepping into a leadership role when the previous leader had failed. The previous leader had not been able to succeed. I mean, Joshua was facing danger. He was facing fear. No doubt he was dealing with this uncertain future, this uncertain present. And the doubt must have been all around. What was he doing? Would he be able to accomplish this? I have to think that feelings of inadequacy, that fears would just be gripping him on every side. And I think many of us can relate today. Many of us can relate to feeling like we are in situations where we do not belong, situations where we feel like we are in way over our heads and we're surrounded by chaos and fear and worry. So let's look in the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 1, that's where we're going to be reading from today. And what is it that God had in store for Joshua? What message did he have in mind to bring to Joshua in this time? So let's read. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. After the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now you and all the people prepare to cross over the Jordan, to the land I am giving the Israelites. I have given you every place where the sole of your foot treads, just as I promised Moses. Your territory will be from the wilderness and Lebanon to the great river, the Euphrates River, all the land of the Hittites, and west to the Mediterranean Sea. No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live. I will be with you, just as I was with Moses. I will not leave you or abandon you. Be strong and courageous, for you will distribute the land I swore to their fathers to give them as an inheritance. Above all, be strong and very courageous to observe carefully the whole instruction my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn from it to the left or the right, so that you would have success wherever you go. This book of instruction must not depart from your mouth. You are to meditate on it day and night, so that you may carefully observe everything written in it. For then you will prosper and succeed in whatever you do. Haven't I commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. I think it is so comforting to know that God knew exactly what Joshua needed to hear. What he really needed. This was a huge time of uncertainty in Joshua's life, and it coincided with this pivotal point in both Joshua's life and in the story of Israel as a whole. And how do you respond? What is it that Joshua really needed? Look what God instructed Joshua to do. It's very obvious. He says it three times in this passage. God told Joshua to be strong and courageous. But look, what was Joshua supposed to have his confidence in? Why should Joshua be courageous? Where is it that Joshua was supposed to find his strength? Now, culture today would tell us, just look within. To search deep within yourself, and you would find that you had the strength all along. That you can achieve anything that you put your mind to. That you can do this. That you have the strength. That you're good enough to do this. Did God give Joshua this message? Did he pat him on the back and say, you've got this. You're a natural leader. You won't make the same mistakes Moses did. No. The people will follow you because you can do this. You have the strength. No, that is not the message that God gave Joshua, and I'm glad he didn't. Now, let's look in verse 5. What's he say? He says, no man will stand before you. Just as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. I will not fail you, and I will not abandon you. So why is it that Joshua was supposed to be courageous? Because he could know that God was always going to be with him. Being alone is a horrible, scary feeling at any time. But when you feel alone at a time when you're taking a risk, when you're stepping out into an unknown, it's so much worse. Being alone in these times, it makes it the fear 10 times worse. Not only does God promise Joshua that he's going to be with him, but he reminds him his promises. He's never going to fail Joshua. He's never going to abandon him. Joshua never has to worry about being alone. So let's keep going. Look at verse 6. He says to be strong and confident. Some translations say be strong and confident and courageous. For you will give this people as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. So why is it that Joshua is supposed to have confidence? How is it that he's supposed to be courageous? God reminds Joshua of the promises that God's made in the past. God has provided for these people before. He has provided for Joshua before, and he reminds him of this. He reminds him of his promises. And we can't forget that. In these hard times, in these difficult times, in these times of uncertainty and fear, we have to remember to rest in what God has done in the past. We can have confidence knowing that God does not change. He makes promises and he does not change. And we can see that in our own lives, right? Look back and you can see in your own life where God has come through. God has provided for us in ways that we never would have imagined and definitely did not deserve. We've seen it in our own church family. We've seen times where God has moved in ways that can only be explained through him. And this is why community is so important. It's why our church family and the body of believers is so important, because we're here to share with each other the way that God is moving in our lives. And when that happens, when we hear how God is providing for and supporting and showing his love to our brothers and sisters, it encourages us. And it reminds us of God's providence in our own lives. So in verse 7, again, he repeats it. Be strong and very courageous. But how can Joshua be strong? Look, God reminds him to stay close, to meditate on his commandments, to keep his words close at heart. He says, be careful to obey my entire law. Do not turn from the left or right, and this is how you will prosper. God reminds Joshua to be obedient. You see, in these difficult times and uncertain times, we don't get a pass. We are called to obedience. And he tells us, this book should not depart from your mouths. You should read it and meditate on it day and night. In these times of uncertainty, we can let our minds be filled with fear and doubt and worry. And God says, no, push that out. Push out the fear. Meditate on me. Meditate on my words. It's in these times of fear and doubt where we can be easily persuaded. And God reminds us, be strong because I am with you. I am giving you myself. I'm giving you my words. That's such a blessing for us. And let's end up here in verse 9. He asks Joshua a question. Have I not already commanded you, be strong and courageous? He asks him a question. So how can Joshua be strong and courageous in an uncertain future? He says, do not be terrified or dismayed or intimidated, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. God reminds Joshua that, yes, he's moving into an uncertain future. But there's one certainty that we can be sure of. Even in uncertainty, God will be there. He promises this. When we're afraid about our future, when we don't see what it's going to look like tomorrow or the next day, certainly not a year from now, we can have confidence in one thing. The only one who knows the future is the one who has promised that he will always be with us. And he's the one that shows us over and over again that he loves us unconditionally. So as we battle with these fears and uncertainties in our lives, we can take these promises and we can hold them close. We can look back and see how God has provided for us in our own lives. And we can take confidence knowing that he's shepherded us in the past. We've seen it. We've seen it. And this God of promises, this unchanging God, is going to continue to do that in the future. We can take strength in the Lord, staying close in his word. He gives us scripture. He reminds us that he wants the best for us and he's given us his own word, right? And we can take confidence in that. In these uncertain times, do not pull away from him, draw closer to him. And then we can be courageous in an uncertain future because we know that God is going to be there, that he promises to be with us. Now, as we said, this week looks a lot different than we expected it, but let's take that as an opportunity, right? So right now I'm gonna challenge you to take just a few minutes before you move on with the rest of your day. Grab a piece of paper and just take a few minutes to stop and think about this. I challenge you. Because there's three questions that I want you to consider. I'm sure that we're all dealing with fear. Uncertainty is all around us right now. And so let's take just a minute and think about these three questions. So the first one, is there a fear in your life that is taking up an inordinate amount of your thoughts? Is there something, some worry, some fear that is in your mind that you can't let go of? Write it down. Now, question number two. I want you to think back. Think of a battle in your past, a time in your past where God showed faithful, where he proved that he was with you. And then thirdly, and lastly, take a moment, grab your Bible, and look in his word. What promise does he give you? What promise in scripture reminds us of God's character, of his unchanging nature, of his love that fills oceans? What promise does he give us that we can hold on to in an uncertain time? I do pray that in these fearful and uncertain, unexpected times, that we can have the resolve to be the people of faith, to be a people that can be strong and be courageous, not because of anything good in us, not because of just our abilities or anything that we can take pride or hope in. No, I want us to be strong and be courageous because we can have confidence in a God that never changes. Let's pray. Lord, as we come to you today, we ask that you would speak to us, God, that you would open up your word, that you would remind us that even in fearful times and in uncertain times, that you give us strength, Lord, that we can have courage because of you, only because of you. In your name we pray.